blizzards, drought, hurricanes, be ready. That, taken directly from the cover of the new edition of the Old Farmer's Almanac, produced in Dublin, New Hampshire, and famous for its weather predictions. Sarah Perrault is Senior Associate Editor, and she's here with a look at the 2015 edition. Sarah, thanks for joining me.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You don't need me to tell you that predictions of another extremely cold winter with above average snowfall is not putting a lot of smiles on faces here in New Hampshire. But what exactly are we in for in this part of the country?
Well, actually, we're pretty lucky in New Hampshire. Other than the below normal temperatures, which not great, below normal snow in New Hampshire, most of the Northeast is going to have above average snow. But in New England, we're looking for below average snow. So probably as cold as last year, but not as much snow.
Now, I've read about efforts at, say, the University of New Hampshire updating weather and climate models for farmers. And that's in part due to climate change. Does the Almanac staff have to make those kinds of adjustments from year to year, too?
I will have to say, when we've asked our meteorologist this question, because people ask us this question, we recognize climate change is happening, and he does fortify the formula a little bit to make differences for it. But we're really, climate is so cyclical that using climatology to make our predictions really is the most important, along with the sunspots. But we do know climate change is happening. It's much warmer in, say, urban dwellings like New York City than it used to be because of all the people. So we are making adjustments, but not too many.
The methods, that formula, as you mentioned, by which the Almanac makes its forecasts, is a little like the formula for Coca-Cola. It's kept pretty tightly under wraps. Who gets to know besides the meteorologist?
It's locked in a black box in the office at Dublin. I've seen the box. I haven't seen inside the box. But it's the formula they were using back in 1792, so it's pretty frail. You don't want too many people touching it. But it is based on solar cycles, climatology, meteorology, and our meteorologist uses, you know, radar and all the things that are available for thanks to technology. But it's still based on those three scientific principles.
Now, food has always been a part of the Old Farmer's Almanac, but your coverage has been expanding. It's both inside the almanac, and then there's this collection of comfort food recipes. If the weather really is going to be as cold this winter as the forecast is saying, then is there a particular recipe we might want to turn to that might keep us warmer?
How about the buffalo chicken dip? You know, that's got heat in it. It's going to keep you warm, make you sweat. Maybe then you're going to go outside to cool off.
A little hot, a little cold.
Yeah, perfect.
Sarah, thanks so much. Great to talk with you again.
Oh, I always love coming in to talk to you.